Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. At least that's what I call it anyway. Right here at the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. As my grandmother would say, 5-5. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's how we win. It's how we make things happen. And I do appreciate the time. Seriously. That you spend with me. That you're involved. That you're engaged. That you're, you know, either writing me nasties or happies. I don't know. And honestly or frankly, I don't care which one you do. As long as you're engaged, as you know, you're going to be really nasty. We're going to have a problem. But seriously, some of you have written me emails that, you got the right point. But you're just so nasty about it, I don't want to read it, I don't want to deal with it. So be civil. We'll have a great conversation, I promise. Right? Again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Time to go buy a lottery ticket, seriously. I'll wait. 14 Democrats voted with Republicans to condemn Biden or Biden's immigration policies. Seriously. I know that if you were working around the kitchen, around the house, and you heard that, you'd be going, wait, well, what? Play that back. No way. Yeah, they did, though. The resolution was introduced by Representative Monica De La Cruz, a Republican out of Texas. Represents a border district and who was chosen to give the Spanish language rebuttal to Biden's State of the Union last week. Her legislation, or her legislative text, targeted both Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, accusing them both of having created the worst border security issue in the nation's history. Amen, I can believe that. The resolution also accused Biden administration of pushing asylum policies that critics argue helped fuel the border crisis, and that the administration has, has purposely violated the United States immigration law. It's refusing to detain inadmissible aliens arriving at the border. You know, what's really funny is when you use verbiage that the Constitution uses, they make fun of you, right? Aliens is in the Constitution. And they, I am sure, they were not talking about people from Mars. Guaranteed money. Right? This is an enlightenment moment. Seriously. Now, the vote comes hours after the House Democrats newly created task force on border security held its first press conference calling for bipartisan solutions to the crisis. This is where it gets touchy. What is a bipartisan solution for a Democrat when it comes to the border? In all sincerity, I don't mean that to poke fun at them or anything along those lines. Seriously. See, I believe it's different than you and I. They have a different feeling than you and I as to what border security actually means. Right? When you talk about, comprehensive immigration, well, comprehensive immigration for a Republican would be simple, right? Almost a one-liner. Follow the law. Really simple. I mean, the law will work. Follow the law. Does it have problems that we need to rewrite it? Do we need to work on it? Of course we do. It's like everything else we have. We let things go until there's a crisis. We either rewrite a law or play with the law or do something we shouldn't be doing with the law. And you sit there and you go, come on, people. Wake up. It shouldn't take someone who really wants to be here, really loves this country and wants to come in. It shouldn't take them 10 years to get through the system. What do we do with all those people now that are that have waited, have worked the system, have paid attorneys, they're waiting to get into the country, they're waiting to be approved? Should we give them back their money and then just drop them in Mexico and let them run up and through? I have to ask. I don't know. Right? So they're pushing consideration of the Senate's bipartisan $118 billion border security and foreign package, which Republicans in both House and Senate have criticized. Now, to solve the problem, right, you need to have action by the United States Congress. Again, I am so tired of hearing how the Republicans screwed this up. I'm so tired of hearing how the Republicans won't take action, right? How many times have the Democrats had total control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency? How many times? How many times could they have put through this bill, and I don't want to give any hints, right? Gun safety bill, whatever it is you want to call it. No, they always wait until they get somebody to fight with. It's just wrong. It's just plain out wrong. Right? And it's not going to get any better. Well, it's not going to get any better because we have a lot of people in the Republican Party who don't have the spine required to push this stuff through. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson, he made the border crisis immigration the central focus. It's taken the seat. Earlier this year, he led a delegation of more than 50 Republicans to the U.S.-Mexican border. They looked at it firsthand. They spoke to Border Patrol agents. They spoke to the head of the Border Patrol Union. He also led the House a historic vote to impeach Mayorkas in February. Right, just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5560. If you'd like to get involved, get engaged, really be part of the solution. And make sure you got to be on top of things. You need to know what's going on around you. You need to make sure that you have a clue as to what's happening. Right? It's the way we win. It's always been the way we win. We won. We're winning. Winning. Don't you like that? Winning. Again, 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5560. 732-5563. Well, you know, as usual, and I do mean as usual, PETA has to ruin everything for everybody. There's nothing that they like. Right? So the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, told the White House that, you know, it's time for a fresh start. It urged First Lady Jill Biden to swap chicken eggs for potatoes. Because nothing says Easter like potatoes. Oh, God. These people are amazing. Now, again, it just shows you the depth of ignorance with these people. They have no clue. How do the eggs hurt? You take the eggs from the mom, right? They're concerned that you're taking the eggs, which is the child of the chicken. Well, if the egg isn't fertilized, it's a child of nobody. Okay? It's getting ready for my belly. That's what it's good for. And upon a heavy letter to the First Lady, PETA said that they wanted to be respectfully suggest an appealing way to modernize the White House Easter egg roll, which is set for April 1st. In the letter, PETA's president, Ingrid Newkirk, argued that the potato roll would truly be inclusive of who? And welcomed by every little tot who doesn't eat eggs for religious, cultural, or environmental reasons. Or because they object to the way the animals are raised and killed these days. I am sure little kids, that's the first concern they have. No question about it. Oh, my God. Instead of promoting the deleterious factory farming and slaughter industry, this is according to her, not me, will you please initiate the annual White House potato roll? Please don't. Jill, you're not that stupid. Well, okay, anyway. Newkirk said that the potato roll would not exploit any sentient beings and would encourage empathy and kindness to the animals while supporting potato farmers. Potatoes are the most popular vegetable in the country. They can be safely dyed, allowing for a spectacular traditional activity. You can roll them, too. You can decorate them. You can even hold potato sack races. Do these people sleep? I mean, really, maybe this is what happens when you have sleep deprivation. PETA argued that in the spirit of joy-filled season the Easter brings, chicken eggs should be spared the pain and fear brought about by the annual White House. Chicken eggs? They have feelings too, I guess, now? Who's teaching these people? Anyway, all right. Easter should be a time of renewal and joy for everyone, including the chickens, because I'm sure they have you think they have a calendar with it marked off? Hide on this day? Most chickens suffer in cruel, environmental, destructive meat and egg industries, which raise and kill millions of sensitive birds each year. Right? Farms that use free-range or cage-free labels confine chickens to cramped, filthy sheds where they can't even stretch their wings, rooted in soil or breathe fresh air. Farmers often cut off the tips of the chicks' sensitive beaks with a hot blade to prevent anguish, frustrated birds from pecking at each other. Oh, my God. Yeah. They feel the same way about abortion, I wonder? I'm just serious. You know, ripping little ones apart? Yeah, okay. And in stark contrast, potato roll would support the U.S. potato farmers. It would teach tots that our fellow animals are sensitive, feeling beings who deserve respect. Chickens from complex social hierarchies can recognize more than 100 individuals of their own species. They feel pain, fear, just as humans do. Okay. Peter also cited the rising cost of eggs and the ongoing avian flu outbreak to consider the economical alternatives. Amid the worst avian flu outbreak in history, in which most 82 million birds, most of them egg-laying chickens, have been slaughtered during a period of rising egg prices, we're rooting for you to leave a legacy of kindness by starting this new Easter egg tradition. Again, They have to get involved in everything. Anything that has to do with, I don't know, what do they have? Is there like an email that chickens and cows and others can send to? I don't understand. Because they constantly say that the chicken's this, the cow's that, this animal that. How do they know? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. All right, let's give you another crazy one, right? New York City council member came to the defense of firefighters who booed New York Attorney General Letitia James. Chaired former President Trump last week after the FDNY said it was looking into staff who broke department regulations. I mean, they're going to hunt them down. That's what one story said. Sounds a little like McCarthyism to me, the councilwoman said. Right? There should be no retribution for this. This isn't the first time that booing happened. Remember when Mayor Bill de Blasio was booed by the police department on multiple occasions? He said, we all saw what happened to the police department during the de Blasio administration, how it was destroyed, dismantled. Right? We can't let remnants from that administration do that to our firefighters. Seriously. Right? You heard the story about the booing that erupted from some of the FDNY employees, firemen. James took to the podium to honor the swearing in of the first African-American woman chaplain of the FDNY, Reverend Pamela Holmes. She went on, oh, come on, we're in the house of God, simmer down, James told the crowd. See, if you're in the house of God, what's with all that lying and stuff that you did? Or is you only don't do that when you're in the house of God? I don't get it. Kind of confused there. We'll find out when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill Tuesday from both parties. Republicans wonder why Hur didn't charge Biden.
We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden.
Democrats pressed Hur about characterizing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country illegally. Initially scheduled to take effect Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. And Colorado Republican Ken Buck will depart Congress before the end of his term, announcing Tuesday he will leave at the end of next week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? No, seriously. I mean, be part of the solution. Know what's going on around you. Yeah, I say that because a lot of you, when you send me stuff or I check you out or whatever, I always find it interesting. Some of the things that you believe or say you believe, it's just amazing to me. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we all win, right? Oh, that would help, wouldn't it? So, we were talking about Letitia James, and how she took a little round of booing, if you would, from the FDNY employees, from the firemen, really. Now, she tried to, when they started booing her, she said, you know, hey, look, we're in the house of God, simmer down, blah, 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 thanks for getting it out of your system. She continued her remarks, and the crowd started chanting Trump, which probably, like, frosted her big time. The FDNY admonished firefighters for the rowdy behavior, but pushed back on the report that it was hunting down firefighters and staffers who participated in the heckling. We're looking at those who clearly broke department regulations. It's nothing to do with politics. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, right. So when de Blasio did it, what happened? So we want people to be professional at these official events held in the House of Worship. You know, I say that. Give me a break. They don't care anymore about a house of worship or God or anything along those lines. Absolutely nothing about it. Right? We're looking at those who clearly broke department regulations. Okay. Fine. Give them a ticket. Write them up. Whatever. If they knew that going in there, then they knew what they were taking on. I got it. I'm okay with that. But never. When these people do stuff like this, it's never equal, a slap on the wrist, or whatever. No. Because they use the word Trump, they will be punished as hard as they can, as much as they can. Today's ceremony was about one thing, the accomplishments of members being promoted. According to John Hodges, he's the chief of the department. The members whose behavior distracted from that celebration were an embarrassment, not befitting of the world's best fire department. Now, the union leader who represented employees of the FDNY told a news source Monday, his knowledge, no FDNY members have turned themselves in. Right? The representative said these members should be protected under the Constitution. They should have been asked if they wanted to be there, is really what it boiled down to. I don't know if they did or didn't. But this is a political move. Why does the DA get the AG? Why would the AG swear anybody into one of these departments? Why wouldn't the mayor do it? You know, it's the city fire department, not the state fire department. The union had also disclosed that no one had been charged with a violation yet. It's unclear exactly what the violation would be or accused of, or even how they would be could be reprimanded. The FDNY has a catch-all clause about unbecoming conduct. Might be used in this situation. Right? And this is just a matter of James just feels, she feels so empowered right now. That's not a word I really care to use, but hey, it's the truth. She feels like she's got it going on, you know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Oh, hey, look, I'm just doing rapid fire stuff for the moment. Kansas judge ruled in favor of the state's conservative attorney general on Monday, determined that the prohibiting sex changes on state IDs and driver's licenses does not violate the rights of an individual who identifies transgender. In a memorandum, District Judge Teresa Watson, she kept in place an existing ruling that she previously made in July to prohibit the Department of Revenue from allowing transgender individuals to change their biological sex on ID cards. I'm kind of confused by the internal Department of Revenue. I guess maybe they handle... Yeah, I'll find out. Republicans Attorney General Chris Kobach first-year Democrat Governor Laura Kelly in 2023 after a law passed by the legislature suspended sex changes on ID cards. Now, Kelly vetoed the bill, sparked the lawsuit. Now, the court then issued a temporary restraining order, which is great. The decision is a victory for the rule of law, the common sense, Kovach said in the statement. The legislature wisely stated that the state agency should record biological sex at birth. The court held that the meaning of law is clear. Now, Watson permitted the American Civil Liberties Union to represent transgender individuals in the case. They argued that the law would violate the state's constitution, which the Supreme Court ruled in 2019 grants a right to bodily autonomy. At the time, SCOTUS ruling pertained to abortion access. Yeah, they'll do all kinds of fun stuff to try to get what they want. You know what I'm saying? Information recorded on the driver's license does not interfere with transgender persons' ability to control their own bodies. That's true. It does not prevent from them making their own decision regarding their bodies, their health, their family formation, and so on. The judge wrote in a 31-page memorandum that to apply the SCOTUS ruling to the no change policy or state issue idea, not even just an unreasonable stretch, how much dope do you have to smoke? Right? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It did not say that Kansas has a fundamental state constitutional right to control what information is displayed on a state-issued driver's license. And the testimony in the hearing was that the producing a driver's license indicating a sex different than their expressed gender did not result in physical violence, verbal harassment, loss of employment, loss of benefits, right? Or even to force negative interaction with law enforcement. Right, if you look at it, It's about feeling embarrassed, humiliated, or unsafe if someone gave them a puzzled look, hesitated, or questioned their identity when looking at their driver's license. You know what? These guys didn't grow up in the 70s, where some of us with very extremely long hair were teased and called Miss all the time. Right? I mean, seriously. I'm not trying to be funny here. I mean, how many times were we, quote-unquote, misgendered? And some of you say, well, that's not the same, because you really didn't. Yeah, okay, whatever. Kansas and Florida are the only two states that currently prevent sex changes on state-issued ID cards. But, I mean, I hope the other ones that let it happen only let it happen after you've had the full surgery done, right? Because you haven't made the whole commitment without it, as far as I'm concerned. They go on to say, we remain unconvinced that the imaginary injury, I love this, imaginary injury to the state could ever outweigh the enormous harm that our clients and other transgender Kansasans have, and will continue to experience being forced to carry the statement. Just interesting. Mega interesting, right? Okay, Georgia, Trump has won his primary. Right? I mean, again, just amazing for you. Now, here's a shocker in Georgia. Biden has garnered 95% of the vote. How's that? Trump, 92% of the vote. Shock, shock. Anyway. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be truly part of the solution. Come on. I got some really good ones here. Somewhere. Really? A new poll released. Just released. It shows that more Americans trust Donald Trump over Joe Biden to lead the country as president. You know, Americans have more trusted former President Trump to lead the United States as commander-in-chief than they do for President Biden. Now, that's according to a poll released before the two candidates are expected to be officially named in their party's nomination. When asked who Americans would trust more to lead the U.S. as president between the two, there's a new ABC poll. It found that more respondents trust Trump, 36%, over Biden over 33%. And about 30% of the respondents had smoked too much dope to know who either one of them was. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back! I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you will be part of this if you know, if you have the proper information, you know what the heck you're talking about, you can truly make it, a difference. We were talking about how Americans now trust President Donald Trump to lead the United States as Commander-in-Chief more than they do President Biden. I have a hard time calling him President Biden. With all the new information that's coming up, it's really tough. When asked who Americans would trust more to lead these United States, the poll from ABC, it found that more respondents that Trump was at 36%, Joey B. was at 33%, and about 30% of the respondents said that they wouldn't trust either candidate. The survey also revealed that voters approve of Trump's handling of more issues than Biden's. Specifically, more respondents approved
of Trump's handling of inflation, crime, southern border crisis, gun violence, and so on. I mean, a lot. There are a lot. There's a lot here. Right? On immigration, a key issue was going into 2024. 45% of respondents said that they approve of how Trump's handling the issue while president, with only 29% agreed with Joe Biden. Only 37% of respondents approve of Biden's handling of the economy, while 49% said they approved of the way that Trump handled issues while president. 45% of the respondents also approved of Trump's handling of crime over Biden. Boy, is it getting good? It's starting to make me feel that they're actually paying attention. They're paying more attention, I should say. Biden was viewed as handling only two issues better than Trump. You ready for this? No, come on. If you're shocked by this, you need to change station. Right? Abortion and climate change were the only two issues that Joey B. far surpassed Donald Trump on. It's just amazing to me. 855, well, I shouldn't say it. It's not amazing. The 47% of respondents approve of how Biden is handling the issue of abortion, while 35% support Trump handling the issue during his presidency. God. On climate change, 42% of respondents prefer how Biden is handling climate change over 33% for Donald Trump. Now, the poll was conducted over 2 days, March 8th and 9th. So, you know, you have to stop and think to yourself, okay, they're tired of all this other garbage overall. And I don't blame. Do you? You know, do you blame them on this? Because I don't. I would be tired of it, too. We're seeing the same old, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And Joe Biden seems to be, the only thing he seems to be doing is wandering around looking for an ice cream store somewhere, right? It's just amazing. 855, a real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on right now. It's very hard for people to lock into some of these, to really understand what's going on. And I get it. I really do get it. New York, I mean, God, with everything they got going on, they should be able to finish this one out, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, Gen Z feels like they're the least financially confident generation. It's according to a recent survey. You know, where they're at financially, fiscally, whatever. Well, Gen Z will represent about 27% of the workforce by the year 2025. But when more than one in four saying that they lack confidence in their financial knowledge and skills, Gen Z is the least financially confident generation. Well, you know, part of that is we need to start teaching that. Well, first of all, let me get to the bottom line. You need to start teaching that at home again. You need to start teaching your kids, showing your kids, unless you're just terrible. You need to start showing your kids how to handle money. Right? How to save it, how to move it along, how to invest it. That's up to you. Unless, again, you're terrible at it. Sign them up for some kind of, you know, class over this if you can't handle it. The lack of confidence shows in their investment strategies. A new WallHub survey finds a substantial 57% of Gen Zers prefer savings accounts as their investment method. In contrast, 46% of baby boomers prefer stock investments. The choice of safer options reveals a careful approach to finances. So they don't understand. They're young people, right? So they don't understand risk, which shows that there's a little fear there directing them. They want stability, but they don't really understand how to make it happen. And it doesn't happen by constantly being sure or playing it safe all the time. It doesn't work. The things we need to help them with is, again, financial knowledge and skills. How to learn how to invest. Learn how to do budget management. Maybe these are things that need to be taught in school. The concept and value of home ownership. They don't even get that.
and I'm watching what their parents are going through. Right? I mean, tough times. They don't know if they really want to go through what their parents went through. But the big bothersome, truly thing is how many of them are afraid to even step out. Right? And some of them are probably, I mean, realistically, I don't have any proof, this is just coming off the top of my head, but some of them are probably financially better off than their parents were at a young age, you know, making money, putting some money aside, that kind of thing. So, for them to be afraid like this, it's more than just simply looking at their money going, I don't have enough. All right, here's one I never thought I'd be talking about. Right? And that's Roman Polanski's trial. Yeah, they're gonna try him. As some of you know, he was accused. I don't know if he was convicted. I can't remember, so I don't want to say it. But he was accused of rape. Oh, raping a 13-year-old girl back in 1973. And he fled the country after that. Hasn't been back since. But he received a trial date over sexual assault allegations of a minor back in 1973. The controversial director must face an American judge on August 4th of 2025 for a 10-day trial. The plaintiff's lawyer, Gloria Allred, hunted him down, and under some new laws, he was able to be served in France where he lives. Polanski is 90. I don't want him to get, you know, I mean, I don't want him to die, but seriously. The Jane Doe accused Polanski of childhood sexual assault. The lawsuit was initially filed back in 2023. It's unclear if Polanski will appear in court as he hasn't set foot on American soil since fleeing the country back in 1977. He pled guilty to having unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. He said, I've waited a long time to file this case against Mr. Polanski, or she said, but I finally decided to file it in order to obtain justice and accountability. Following Allred's press conference, Polanski's lawyer told the news source that Mr. Polanski strenuously denies the allegations made against him in a lawsuit and believes that the proper place to do this case is in the courts and not in press conferences. Funny thing about it is that, listen to this, Polanski's lawyers made a statement at a press conference that Mr. Polanski strenuously denies the allegations made against him, although he admitted to them. He pled guilty to them back in 1973. She allegedly met Polanski at a party in 73 when she was a minor, according to documents obtained. Now, a lot of times, you know, I hate to say it, it's wrong that she was raped. I don't care what age she was at. But I know in the 70s, there were 13, 14, 15-year-old girls at all kinds of parties trying to tell you they were 18. Some of them you knew right away they weren't. Others you didn't. She met Polanski at a party in 73 when she was a minor. She claimed that he invited her to dinner knowing that she was underage. She alleged in a lawsuit that she met Polanski at his home in Benedict Canyon, where they were to have dinner. She claimed that Polanski gave her two shots of tequila before they went out. He drove them to the restaurant on La Cienega in Los Angeles. According to the complaint, their table was not yet ready. So they waited at the bar, where Polanski proceeded to order more tequila for both of them. Once seated at the table, Polanski began feeling dizzy. She said, from the tequila, and went to the restroom where she was ill. She stepped outside to get some fresh air. Polanski followed her out before driving her back to his house. The complaint, she does not recall how she got from the car into the defendant's home, but passed out in Polanski's bed. She woke up with the director next to her. Defendant Polanski removed plaintiff's clothing, and he proceeded to have unwanted sex with her. Right? Now, Allred, who's taking on the case, has held a press conference. Now, again, he said he had sex with her. How he tries to get out of this at this point is just amazing. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus in the next hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.